The primaries are over. Now the candidates are set for Delaware's U.S. Senate race. WHYY's Chris Barrish reports on how three-term incumbent Democrat Tom Carper and Republican challenger Rob Arlett are approaching their campaigns.
Rob Arlett is on the Sussex County Council and owns a real estate company. A staunch conservative who ran Donald Trump's presidential campaign in Delaware, Arlett says his life is about faith, family, and freedom. He aims to convince voters he's more connected with working families than Carper, who has held statewide office for 42 years.
This is about putting the power back to the people. And Senator Carper has been in office for so very long, and I believe that he, and many people believe, he's just out of touch with the regular Delaware family. It is time for change. It is time for the next generation to step up and to lead our state and our nation into the future.
Arlett also charges that Carper is more focused on opposing the GOP and Trump than helping Americans.
Right now, he is anti-president, is anti-Republicans. And Senator Carper has to remember, 42% of the people in this very state voted for the president.
In Delaware, though, Democrats outnumber Republicans 2-1. And voters statewide have elected Carper 13 straight times as treasurer, congressman, governor, and since 2001, U.S. senator. Carper is promising to campaign hard at home while serving in Washington.
I think sometimes when people are running for office, they get tripped up looking past the next contest, the next game. I'll never do that. I've always taken each of my opponents seriously. I think people in the state like that, respect that. They don't want us to take them for granted.
And while Carper didn't take any shots at Arlett during his victory celebration, he did allude to a president who fires blistering attacks at his critics.
We want to have our leadership respected. Leaders who know and believe they don't build themselves up by tearing other people down.
Arlett is offering to debate Carper every week until Election Day. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barrish, WHYY News.